Welcome to Cosmic Scene with Jill Jardine. I'm your host, Jill Jardine, Masters in Counseling Psychology, astrologer, psychic healer, yogi, and Sanskrit mantra instructor. In today's episode, I'm going to share Lakshmi Sanskrit mantras for prosperity and abundance. And welcome to our 60th episode of Cosmic Scene with Jill Jardine, where we're sending out healing vibrational transmissions to help shift and lift your consciousness. Welcome to Cosmic Scene with Jill Jardine. I am so happy that you're tuning in to this episode on mantras for prosperity and abundance. I am so happy to be able to share these Sanskrit mantras as a certified Sanskrit mantra instructor through the lineage of Namadeva Acharya, Thomas Ashley Ferrand, whose gurus were Sat Guru Sankeshavadas and Guru Rama Mata. This is the 11th podcast in Cosmic Scene on Sanskrit mantras. That's right, master number 11. So stay tuned for these powerful transmissions that will be coming through. We've also reached a milestone on Cosmic Scene with Jill Jardine of the 60th episode. We're going into season 4. So as a gift to my listeners, I want to share the blessings of Lakshmi mantras to help you become more abundant and prosperous. Please refer back to an earlier episode released on October 7th, 2020, called Sanskrit Mantras for Prosperity, where I introduced the concept of chanting to make your life more wealthy and to bring in all types of prosperity. We're sharing this information because Sanskrit mantras are vibrational in nature, meaning they influence your body, mind, and consciousness, raising the vibration. Some even would call Sanskrit mantras a light language. People may know of them in the New Age movement, such as star languages or Lemurian languages, but Sanskrit is one of the original vibrational languages that was seeded on planet Earth. And in today's episode, I'm calling it Lakshmi's Garden, seeding prosperity in your life. In Vedic teachings, Lakshmi is considered as the goddess of abundance and the primordial and essential mother of all. According to my teacher, Thomas Ashley Ferrand, Namadeva Acharya, who's written 3 popular books on Sanskrit mantras, including healing mantras, Shakti mantras, and chakra mantras, as well as sharing so much more material on Sanskrit mantras, I'm quoting him about Lakshmi, quote, "The oldest references to Lakshmi refer to her simply as Shri, S-R-I. In the Vedic hymns, Shri is she who bestows capability, power, skillful advantage that manifests as beauty, luster, glory, and high rank. In later texts, Shri is referred to as the cushion upon which the royal one sits. Those who are esoterically educated know immediately that this refers to Kundalini Shakti, the great feminine power sitting at the base of our spines. Shri, Lakshmi, also presides over riches, prosperity, and abundance in all forms, leading to general well-being in the form of physical beauty and health, material prosperity, and ruling potency. As the principle of wealth, Lakshmi includes not only material prosperity, but all forms of abundance. This includes health as wealth, family as wealth, children as wealth, enough food to eat, plenty of friends or reliable friends, beauty as wealth, the ability to have your wishes fulfilled, and powers of manifestation. So Lakshmi presides over all these realms and abilities. As far as it is now spring in the northern hemisphere, and we are in the astrological sign of Aries, when this is being recorded, I thought it would be a good time to plant seeds of prosperity in Lakshmi's garden by chanting her mantras to grow, cultivate, and harvest in the coming months. The first Lakshmi mantra I will share is honoring that primordial form of Lakshmi named Shri. And that mantra is Om Shrim Shriye Swaha, which means salutations to the all-pervading primal energy. It is chanted to bring abundance of the desired type into one's life and to attune with the primordial feminine energy of this universe. Let's chant it together now 18 times. Om Shrim Shriye Swaha. 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 I want to remind listeners that the seed or bija mantra for Lakshmi is Shrim, spelled S-H-R-I-M, and pronounced Shrim. I talked about it in more detail in the earlier podcast, Mantras for Abundance and Prosperity, this seed sound Shrim. You'll notice that most of these Sanskrit mantras for Lakshmi that I am sharing today include the seed mantra Shrim. And as I had said in that podcast, that you can also invoke Lakshmi by just chanting Shrim by itself, such as this. Shrim, 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 Shrim. And as I mentioned in earlier podcasts, that the seed bija mantras are like acorns from which the Lakshmi tree of abundance will grow. So, the next mantra I am going to share does include that Shrim, but it builds on two mantras that were in earlier podcasts. Again, Sanskrit Mantras for Abundance and Prosperity, and the podcast Mantras to Remove Obstacles. So please go back and refresh yourself with those episodes. So the mantra I'm going to share next has the foundation or mula mantra for Lakshmi, which is Om Shrim Mahalakshmiye Namaha, but it adds the seed or bij mantra for Ganesha, Gum, to remove obstacles. if you listen to that podcast on mantras to remove obstacles, you'll hear all about Ganesha and Ganesha mantras as well as the seed gum. So the next Lakshmi mantra is Om Gam Shreem Mahalakshmi Yay Namaha, which means Om and salutations to she who provides great abundance. I invoke the great feminine principle of abundance. The addition of the gum seed sound to the Mahalakshmi or Great Lakshmi mantra is for difficult situations when there are known or perceived big blocks to prosperity. Remember, Sanskrit mantras can remove obstacles in our external life or out there in the world, but more importantly, chanting in Sanskrit can remove subconscious blocks. You know, those hard to get to places in your psyche that can be resistant to many other techniques, including New Age modalities or techniques and psychological techniques, like even talk therapy, can not get to these deeper blocks in your psyche. So when we chant Sanskrit mantras, we take a deep dig to those hidden places in the subconscious and start moving the energy and start clearing them up. So join me now in chanting this mantra, Om Gam Shreem Mahalakshmiyeh Namaha, to remove blocks to enjoying more wealth and prosperity in your life. Let's chant together 18 times. Om Gam Shreem Mahalakshmiye Namaha. 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 Sometimes we feel we need cold hard cash or material wealth in the form of money or gold. This is when we call on Lakshmi in the form of Dana Lakshmi, or giver of material wealth. Her mantra is Om Shreem Dana Lakshmiye Namaha, to get that cash in hand. Please join me in chanting this mantra 18 times. Om Shreem Dana Lakshmiye Namaha. 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 Om Shrim 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 Dana Lakshmiye Namaha. There is another name for Dana Lakshmi, and that is Aishwarya Lakshmi, which is the goddess of prosperity and wealth. However, Aishwarya Lakshmi is the royal Lakshmi who sits on the throne of riches or the seat of the Kundalini. And so her mantra is Om Shrim Aishwarya Lakshmiye Namaha, which translates to Om and salutations to the royal Lakshmi, who is the goddess of prosperity and riches. This mantra was transmitted to me directly from Sri Murlidhar Pai, son of Sanskrit mantra gurus Satguru Sankeshava Das and Guru Rama Mata. So it is very near to my heart. You can listen to Sri Murlidhar Pai on an earlier podcast episode, as he was my guest on episode number 24, Sri Murlidhar Pai, Guru and Tabla Musician. So go and check that out. And so we are going to now chant this very powerful form of the royal Lakshmi, Om Shrim Aishwarya Lakshmiye Namaha. Join me now. Om Shrim Aishwarya Lakshmiye Namaha. 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 Goddess Lakshmi is assisted in her celestial abode in showering wealth down to humanity by Kubera, who is the celestial treasurer. There is a Kubera mantra for prosperity to become the divine treasurer in one's life. It is a series of seed sounds which helps manifest on the earth plane with the inclusion of seed sound Harim. This mantra to Kubera will increase prosperity and give attunement with the celestial being Kubera, who is called God's treasurer. The mantra, as I said, is all seed sounds. And the mantra is Hasaka la e I la hrim. Hasaka la e I la hrim. So you say the line Hasaka la e I la hrim 2 times for 1 repetition of the mantra. And as I mentioned, it is a very powerful mantra for money and wealth because it is made up exclusively of seed sounds. Join me now with Hasakala Iaila Hrim. Hasaka la e I la 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 hrim. And now, as a final blessing to my listeners, I'm going to share a hymn to Goddess Lakshmi called the Lakshmi Ashtakam. And this is traditionally 8 verses. Ashta means 8, and there are 8 Lakshmis in the Vedic teachings. But this verse actually has 3 additional ones to give you blessings in the morning, blessings in the noontime, and blessings in the evening. So just relax, sit back, and enjoy the blessings as I give you this Sanskrit transmission of the Lakshmi Ashtakam, a sacred Sanskrit hymn. Namastestu Mahamahi Shripate Surapujite Shankara Shakra Garahaste Mahalakshmi Namostute Namaste Garudarude Kola Surya Biyankare Sarva Papa Hare Devi Mahalakshmi Namostute Sarva Janane Sarva Varade Sarva Dushta Biyankare Sarva Dukkha Hare Devi Mahalakshmi Namostute Siddhi Putti Prade Devi Bhukti Mukti Pradayini Mantra Murte Sada Devi Mahalakshmi Namostute Adya Hanta Rihiti Devi Adya Shakti Maheshware Yoga Je Yoga Sambhute Mahalakshmi Namostute Stula Sukshma Maharodre Mahashakti Mahodare Mahapapa Hare Devi Mahalakshmi Namostute Padmasannastate Devi Para Brahma Sarupini Paramisi Jagan Mata Mahalakshmi Namostute Svetambaradhe Devi Nanalankara Bhushite Jagatstite Jagan Mata Mahalakshmi Namostute Mahalakshmi Aktakam Sotam Yapatit Bhakti Mam Naraha Sarva Siddhi Mavapnoti Rajam Prapnoti Sarvada Ekkale Pati Nityam Mahapapa Vinashanam Dvikalam Yapati Nityam Dana Danya Samavitaha Trikala Yapati Nityam Mahashashru Vinashanam Mahalakshmi Bhave Nityam Prasana Varada Suhuba Om Shri Mahalakshmi Astakam Strotam. I I hope you enjoyed our 60th episode of Cosmic Scene with Jill Jardine. Remember to subscribe, share, download all the episodes, and help make Cosmic Scene with Jill Jardine an international consciousness-shifting phenomenon. This is Cosmic Scene with Jill Jardine signing out, sending you healing Sanskrit mantra vibrations through the quantum field.